started pulling cards, Najee, and I said, I got five. Okay, is that not enough to put in this thing, you know?
Oh, wow. And I'm grateful. I'm just very grateful, as you know, always been grateful for your support throughout the years of my career. So,
yes, thank you.
You know, and many of us, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And for those of you, is today the release or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Friday 13th, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So you all are going to absolutely love this. Put some good luck on you if you listen to
thank you.
That is definitely, I mean, and you would have to pull out one of the old school Slow Dragon songs from the way back machine, and Lord have mercy, what in the world made you pull that one from the 70s?
Oh, you know what, the very first time I ever heard that song, I thought it was a great composition. Mm-hmm. You know, as you know, Michael Henderson wrote that song, but it was recorded originally by Noreen Connors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I've always loved the song. I love the story. I love the changes. I mean, it's just a great song, you know. So I decided to put some saxophone against it with the help of Chris Big Dog Davis and Allison Williams, who sang the lead.
Oh,
you know?
She did it beautifully.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that part at the very end where she says, that's all, or is that enough? Was that planned, or she just was, like, really telling you that?
Yeah, she was really telling me that. And, you know, I just do the little thing at the end, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Moody's Move for Love, you know, the original version.
Yeah.
And you know, at the end, I forget who was the lead singer, but, you know, you tell James Moody to come in and play, you know, you can come in now and play your... If you want to, we're through, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
so,
well, it works for me. It certainly works for me. And I know it's going to work for the audience. Tomorrow's the official release date. You have been hearing some of the cuts this half hour. And on WFSK, Najee is our Artist of the Week. And
Thank you so much.
And president of the official Najee fan club.
Yes, you are.
I got to
refer everybody to you, man.
Yeah.
You're holding it down.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I'm still hollering your name, you know, because you just turn the things out when you do them. And
yes, thank you.
You come from a really solid place. And let me ask you first, who wrote the project? Who produced it? Because you have a host of folks on here with you.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have Barry Eastman. You know, Barry is legendary. He's a Grammy Award-winning songwriter, producer from Freddie Jackson, You Are My Lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, For You with Kenny Lattimore and, you know, Al Jarreau, George Benson, the list goes on and on and on. And he and I have been friends for a very long time, you know, back in the New York days. And so he's always sending me new material. And we have him. We have Robert Hebert, which many people may not have heard of, but he produced an album in Brazil with Al Jarreau and I think Philip Bailey and a bunch of people down there. And he did two songs on there, After La Cidade, which is a Antonio Carlos Jobim famous song from the movie Black Orpheus in the 60s. So we have a remake of that. We have another Brazilian song recorded in Brazil with Frank McComb, you know. So,
very
you know,
nice.
Then we have...
It's very nice,
yeah.
By the way. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, there's quite a few people on there. Some up-and-coming people like David Dyson.
Mm-hmm.
Bass player with Piece of a Dream for many years. He's produced one track on there. And, you know, and some other people coming in the game, Mark Harris II, who wrote a song called Luna, you know, young keyboard player out of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he's, his people send me projects. And I think...
Oh, good.
That sounds like, is that the same cat?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, okay, cool. And so he wrote that, okay. And also you have Adam Hawley, who's on everybody's projects.
Yeah, he's on everybody. Well, he owed me one, so it was. you know how we do, Sharon. Okay, I'm calling it in now.
Yes, that's how you have to do it, man, to get the thing done. That's for sure.
As like, he owed me one, so I called him in on it.
Yeah, and rightly so. And rightly so.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it hadn't been for wonderful, outstanding musicians such as yourself, there would be no room for people at his age and generation, you know?
Oh, yeah, very gifted guy, you know, I mean, very talented, you know?
But you
know, he's done very well at carving out his own niche, he's done very well at that.
Well, Najee, you know, people like you and Gerald and some other ones I can think of, you know, if y'all wasn't keeping it, you know, tight and right, you know, this stuff would have been to the wayside. It would have. You know that.
Well, you know, I try not to take credit for any of that stuff, but I think we do our best to keep the market open and fresh and, you know, exciting and, you know, so all that stuff.
You do. Now, I love this, like a Caribbean vibe here, this Bossa Nova thing you have. I love that, you know, island. It feels right for this time of year. Was that part of your thought process? Because it just seems to match the season.
Yeah, well, it was. Those tracks were actually, those two songs were recorded in Brazil, in Rio, and in Sao Paulo. I didn't go down there to record my part, but all of the tracks were recorded and produced down there, which opened up a whole nother thing because I'm scheduled to go down to Brazil in June for 3 weeks to do a TV pilot and performance and all that good stuff, you know.
Oh, you're going to be a TV star now, Najee. Is that what I heard?
Hey, look, I don't know if I'm going to be a TV star, but I'm going to Brazil and do what they asked me to do. I'll tell you that. I'm brushing up on my Portuguese. I'll tell you that, Sharon.
So next time I talk to you, you'll be speaking to me in Portuguese.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, you, so what's with the TV thing? What are you going to be doing?
You know, this is a project now that, because of now my association with them and them with me, you know, it's kind of like a cultural come together of American, you know, musicians in the jazz, smooth jazz world, meeting the top Brazilian musicians who played on these two songs, you know, so it's pretty much just coming together and see what we can make out of it, you know, that's exciting for both them and for us. You know?
Most definitely.
Because, you know, you have some very gifted people down there, man, I mean, amazing, you know, so, yeah.
Definitely. So when, is this going to be something that we all be able to take a look at or what?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I go down in June. I'll be there for 3 weeks doing whatever it is. And then from there, well, you know, I'm sure we'll hear as to what we're going to do, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, first things first, I forget to ask you, how's the family?
Everybody's good.
Okay.
Everybody's grown. Yeah. They ain't asking for nothing, so that means they're good.
No, that's right, man.
Hey, man, you know, you got to keep your ear to the ground with the family because, you know, when you hear, if there are any rumblings, you know, something's not right, you know, but everything's been great, thank God.
Najee, the grandbaby ought to be pretty big, but.
That's right, you know, my youngest grandbaby was born 2 years ago, Hendrix Jackson, you know, and he's a superstar in the Mady King already. Oh, we call him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We call him Bruiser, you know, because he jumps on the piano and starts jumping on the piano to make his music, you know.
Oh, you're going to end up with that family band after all, you know. I'm just.
You know what? Hey. maybe I can cut some of these expenses. That would be lovely.
That's it. That is absolutely it. And how is sis and brother?
Oh, they're doing very well. Everybody's doing well, thank goodness. You know, COVID was a real test, I think, for all of us in terms of, you know, not doing the road activity and just keeping everybody, you know, sound, you know, because that was, you know, when you stop that activity, there's no commerce, you know, basically. And so, you know, got tired of borrowing from myself, but, you know, we survived it and it was good, you know, and to be home for a year. But the main thing is that, you know, we're all back doing what we do and it's just nice, you know, so. Yeah. Been good to, you know, we lost a lot of people, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, thank goodness, but we're still here and we're trying to keep it rolling, you know. So,
So when did you officially come back, you know, on your own stages and doing events? When did you officially come back for the public?
I would say it was the beginning of 2021. We started in old Las Vegas, and then we went to Mexico. We did one of the jazz festivals down there. Mm-hmm. And then we went, and then we've had dates throughout the years, different venues. You know, we've done California, we've done the East Coast, you know, with the exception of New York or Boston. We've mm-hmm. done Philadelphia, you know, we've done a couple of casinos. So we've been moving around, and now this weekend we're in Washington, D.C., and then we have dates throughout beginning in July. And as I told you, I'll be gone this week. I'm heading over to Europe to join Dave Codge, his cruise that goes around the British Isles there out of Amsterdam on the English Channel. And, you know, so we're moving around. We're doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. How did that impact you? You know, you've been around as one of the, you know, people throw around the word icon and all that, but it, for real. You're the real deal. How did that impact you after all these years of being in the business? Because, you know, pandemics don't happen every year.
So,
you know, it's been 100 and some. So,
yeah.
What changes did you see personally for you and how you just, you know, did your job?
Yeah, well, from a professional standpoint, of course, we all took the hit that way, but you know, fortunately for someone like me, you know, I've always kind of prepared my life for any event thereof, you know, not expecting it to actually take place, but it did. And fortunately, I had enough cushion for me personally. And the main thing that was my concern was keeping the people that work for me, you know, to try to keep them afloat as best we could. But the good side of it, the bad side of it is we lost loved ones. You know, quite a few of our elderly family we lost because of the pandemic. The other side of it was I was able to stay home and, you know, finally go through my closet and see what I forgot that I've had bought over the years. And actually go through and say, you know, keep this or let go of this, and, you know. And, okay, you're not in your 20s anymore, so this suit is not going to fit you, you know, ever again.
Ever again.
Ever. I know you love it. I know what you think, but it will never happen, so let it go. You know?
Oh, man, there ain't no telling how it looked either, because, you know, we're talking about when you was in your 20s, oh, my gosh.
Oh, hey, listen, you know, we all had it going on back then, but, you know, things change as you get older, you know.
Couldn't tell us nothing.
And the quicker you get, I tell you, the quicker you just admit to yourself the reality of where you are, the happier you will be, you know?
Most definitely, because that's all you can do. You can't fret. You sure can't fret about it. I mean, this, what a waste of time that is.
But God telling you, you know.
It just truly is. So, Najee, did you, during that time that you were off the road and you know, doing that, did you get creative, or you just really just got family-oriented, you know, domestic or whatever?
Actually, a little bit of both. Mostly creative. In the creative area, it was really a great opportunity to me to write and really collaborate with everybody you hear on the record. Mm-hmm. I was in constant communication with them. We were just trying different ideas, and thank goodness for the way the world is now. You don't physically have to show up. You know, you don't have to fly into somebody's place, even though I did that a few times. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, a lot of the work was just done between sending files back and forth over the internet, and, you know, this person records their part, I record my part, whatever, you know. So we did that. We did a lot of social contact via Zoom with people, you know, a few of those type things. And that was that, really, you know. And then, you know, and I traveled a little bit to different places. I went over to UK a few times and recorded over there with different people. And, you know, so.
Well, who's in, when you're out on the stages and the festivals and all, who's in your band?
Right now I have a new band. I have Kevin Robinson playing guitar, who was one of the original members of the BB&Q band. I don't know if you remember BB&Q, but they had a big hit called Are you ready or not? It's only up the street. Everybody dancing. Everybody walking.
Yes.
Yeah, you remember that, right? Well, he's one of the original members. And we both played in a group called Change back in the 80s, you know, early 80s. You know, that's the group that Luther Vandross came out of, you know, Searching. Yeah, that was the big song that Luther had that launched his solo career. So he's in a band playing guitar and singing. Then I have a young gentleman from Chicago named Christian Swan playing keyboards. Jesse Miller playing keyboards, who plays with, you know, on a lot of the gospel program, people, Ty Trivet and others, you know. Then Daniel D.P. Powell, who's played with Eric Benet and, you know, many, many other artists, Will Downing and others. And on bass, I have Blair Bryant. Great bass player who's got his own records out.
You know, he's my pet. And I told him, I said, it's a shame me and your daddy spoil you so much, boy. he is my precious. And so Blair's still with you, huh? He is.
Blair's still with me. He's doing a great job. He's having fun. And, I mean, he's sounding amazing.
He
you know how he plays,
yes,
there.
Yes, I do.
An amazing, amazing artist, you know. So,
Cause
we've been having a lot of fun.
I told his daddy when I found out that he was working with you, I said, David, it's Sharon Kay. this is like gravity, okay? So I was having that kind of, he said, I know it's Sharon Kay. He was all hyped. And so we had the best conversation about how wonderful and inspiring it was going to be for his career. You know,
sure.
To get just some professionalism, some training, just, you know, just the presence on
just
the stage.
The
oh, Lord. You know, that's invaluable. And I'm glad to know he's still doing his thing. That makes me feel so good. And Najee, you have also done some pretty innovative things in terms of generationally. On your on your projects, working with various people.
Yes.
Why did you decide to do that always in your work?
Well, you know, let's just say I get bored with myself.
Yeah.
Try to do it all. And, you know, sometimes you become a better person working with other folks, you know. I mean, you can't... I guess the best way to put it is it keeps... the music interesting, it keeps it vibrant, you know, when you're reflecting off other people and their energy, you know, their creative energy. So and it leads you into different places, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Next, pull up 10, that's the title track. And so we could get some savoir faire here. I just, you know, I just love it. I am 100% biased, and I'm honest. I tell people up front.
that's why we love you.
You tell me about him. I have every one of his albums when he was young and skinny. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't mess with me or Najee. We were getting ready at 12 with the music sign over there with X. He said, I know it's probably a couple hundred songs in there. And I said, you already know. you already know. We could have done a Najee day and played you all day.
Thank you, sweetie. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Now, you have how many dozens of albums have you done now?
Oh, I want to say probably around 19, maybe, 19, 20.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, solo albums, that is, 19 albums. But, you know, when you consider all the features I've done with different people, I mean, I really wouldn't know how many albums that would amount to, you know.
Well, there's so much that you have done that it's kind of hard to, you know, imagine. But, the other day, I just really wanted to hear, this is so weird. When a song of yours, and when you do the music at the station, you can cheat during the day and say, I really want to hear that song, you know. But Najee's theme, I wanted to hear that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and I don't know why. It's just certain ones that, you know, but is that around the time when everybody really started feeling you?
Well, Najee Steen was my first album. And it wasn't, Najee Steen was the title track of the record. And when it came out, you know, we didn't know what it was going to do.
Right.
It was kind of a, it was one of those type things that the record company took a chance on me and, you know, with the expectation that it probably wasn't going to do anything. And they were quite wrong because,
because
I went on a tour, an R&B tour opening for Freddie Jackson. And, you know, at that time, Freddie was playing the big arenas, you know, all over the world. And so being his opening act, man, really exposed me to an audience that was R&B. And my album at that time, my first four albums, I always say they weren't jazz. They were R&B records with the saxophone. You know?
Yeah. Well, and just, the theme was, that was the one that everybody had fond memories of, you know, back in the
day. Right, yes.
I figured that song was the Entree Boo. I said, that's cut, cut. Because why is that in my head? We're talking about 1986.
That's right.
Really? Yeah. But, you know, just, and for people that know your music, they understand what I think, or I mean, by that statement. Because there's just certain songs that you all do. Is there, when you go out and play, Najee, are there ones that the people call out that they want you to do?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think there's several, but one of them is Najee's theme, Tokyo Blue, Bet You Don't Know. We'll always hear that Day by Day, Gina. You know, those are generally the ones we hear about all the time. You know?
Bet you don't know. I might hear that today. Because
okay.
it is your day. For sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, I also wanted to find out what your plans are. I know you do a lot of things with, you know, supporting the communities and education and all.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And whenever we have called you for... you know, putting in a good word for the station for, you know, when we have the radiothon and the different things, you don't hesitate.
Sure.
You absolutely have never hesitated. And
Thank you.
And I guess you understand the significance of what we do here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, three of my children went to HBCUs, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, my son graduated FAMU, my daughter graduated Tuskegee, my other son graduated from Morehouse, you know. So I understand the need to us to keep this part of our legacy alive, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think the majority of people who support it, you know, want to see this continue. So for me, the opportunity to support you guys who have supported me, certainly, you know. I mean, part of the reason why my kids graduated from there is because you guys still play the music, you know?
Yes.
So
most definitely. We helped a lot.
You know, I've been able to pay their college education, you
know? Yeah, we got to keep us going.
So I thank you for that.
Yes. Oh, you're certainly welcome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because I just like for the audience to know, it's just not us always saying this. People that are in the industry understand the significance.
Yes.
Of having this station here and doing what we do in a different kind of way than other stuff. This station is not going to be like the other ones. That's the goal of the project. Not to sound like everybody else. And having your music in our collection certainly does make a difference. Now, all of you all out there that are Najee fans, such as yours truly, if you listen to them old ones too, it cuts through the air. It cuts through like it's just released. And what is it about your brand that flavor that you bring that just makes it sound good no matter how many years ago it was you cut it?
Yeah, I have no idea. I wish I could honestly give you an honest answer from me, Sharon, but to tell you the truth, sweetie, I really have no idea other than I've just been fortunate to find my own niche within the sea of all the stuff that's out there. And and build a supportive audience that's been with me since the beginning. I mean, you know, a lot of the people that support me till this day were people who were in college, coming out of college or going into college, and I was out of college new, you know, and I was just blessed to be able to tap into a market and find a niche in the late 80s that really developed into me still having a career till this day, you know. Yeah. Thank goodness. So. Yeah.
Well, I think it was just perfect timing for you.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because you're patient on some things, and you play multiple instruments. Have you always done that?
Yes, all my musical life. I mean, I started as a clarinetist in elementary school. I fooled around with that, and then when I got to junior high, I started playing saxophone and flute. And, you know, but you got to remember, I came from an era in New York City when, you know, musicians, how they worked through the local musicians union was they got big band work, TV work, you know. And I grew up, I remember going to rehearsals, watching the Charles Mingus band, watching his band rehearse. And so I had a teacher, Jimmy Heath, and many others, several others, that, you know, they encouraged us to play more than one instrument simply because at that time, the way the music industry was designed, you got more work if you had more options, you know. So it was natural for me, you know, to keep playing different instruments, and it's benefited me till this day, you know.
Yeah, most definitely, because you just interchange them. And the weaving in of the flute in there, you know, it's just, it's so sweet. It really is.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know, you're going to get nothing but compliments from me because I told you I was a president of your fan club, okay? I'm just going to be
honest. Well, you know, I appreciate you so much. I know.
But I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. And our audience knows because when we were giving away the music, they were blowing up the phone. And most definitely. And having said that, I think you're going to continue having a successful run with Savoir Faire, and you will tell us where your schedule is and where you're going to be playing next. Tell us.
Yes. Well, the next concert is this weekend, Saturday, at the Birchmere Theater in Washington. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be for 10 days on the Dave Powell's cruise going around the British Isles. And then we have festivals, San Diego. We do have concerts in the Bay Area and California. So we're going to be all over the place. So you can find out through NajeeOfficial.com. I think the website is being rebuilt right now. Mm-hmm. But also NajeeOfficial on Twitter and Instagram. And Najee, the official page, on Facebook. So,
okay.
But you Google me, it'll all come up, you know.
Just type Najee or Jazz Najee. But okay, who got you in the Funky Fresh shirts? Who did that for you, sis? Huh?
Oh, that was my sister. You
okay,
know,
I knew it. That has her fingerprint all over. I said told him to spiff it up for this.
She dragged me into the Robert Graham store, and then he ended up giving me stuff. You know, it was cool, man.
I love it. That's why I said it seems seasonal, like you intended to do this spring, summer. And lastly, I want to ask you, Dr. Doolittle, that cut, number one.
Yes.
Why that one as your first one out?
Well, you know, that was written by a keyboard player named Frank Wilkins, who's actually now a professor at Berklee School of Music. But he's a gentleman that when I was going to college in Boston at the New England Conservatory of Music, he used to hire my brother and I to play in his band. And he had that song. And I, you know, I remember as a kid, I said, you know, one day I'm going to record that song. And the opportunity came this time around. So I went up to Boston, I had him recorded, and you know, it's still as fresh as it sounded back then, you know. Mm. You know, so.
Most definitely. Because I was so surprised when Bill, your rep there, record rep, he said, I'm going to send you Dr. Doolittle. And I'm like, what? You know, that was a surprise. I was like, really? Najee? For real? And I want to thank Bill and the Shanaki.
Bill Kazan,
And Shanaki, and of course your management company for keeping you just on time and getting us taking care of this interview. Najee, you know, I appreciate you more than I could ever begin to tell you.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. The same here, sweetie. We love you.
I know y'all do.
Thank you.
See, and I said, when I sat with y'all that time at that dinner, I said, Lord, I went straight to heaven. I'm right here by the grandbabies. I am gone straight up right now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was the coolest thing. I'll never forget that. Well, you take good care, and it's so good to hear your voice, okay?
You as well, sweetie, and thank you so much again. We love you and appreciate the love. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. I'm just gassed up. I need to get my church fan. I love him. You know, the family is just so cool. I mean, if they, you know, nobody was acting all uppity, you know how folks can get. they were just regular. And, man, that was good, you know.